It's time for Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Join us now for Hope College Basketball, presented by Shoreline Orthopedics, Mike's Mobile, Lighthouse Title Group, Hayworth Inn and Conference Center, Crown Motors, and Hope Geneva Bookstore. Hope Basketball is also a service of Randy's Carpet Care, Hank's Auto Service, City Flats Hotel, Mapleview Animal Hospital, Simpatico Coffee, and Auto Body Experts. This broadcast is also made possible by La Persona Salon and Spa, Barber Ford, Apple Valley Natural Foods, Fence Consultants, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, and Friss Office Outfitters. And now we take you courtside with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince. This is Hope College Basketball on the voice of Hope College Sports, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show. This evening from the Cashel Gymnasium in Whitewater, Wisconsin, it's Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on the University of Wisconsin Whitewater Warhawks in Hope's first regular season game of the 2013-2014 season. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman opened the season after compiling an 18-9 record last season and failing to make the NCAA Division III tournament for the first time since 2005. The Flying Dutchman fell in an exhibition game against Division II Grand Valley State last Thursday, 90-84. The Dutchmen were led by junior Corey McMahon, who scored 21 points, and sophomore Alex Edson, who also chipped in with 16 points in the defeat. Hope's opponent this evening is the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. The Warhawks enter tonight's game ranked 13th in the nation in the D3Hoops.com Division III poll. The Warhawks are coached by Pat Miller, who is in his 13th year with Wisconsin Whitewater. Miller entered the season with a 768 winning percentage, and the Warhawks' season ended last year in the second round of the NCAA tournament at the hands of North Central, 64-60. The Warhawks are 2-0 on this young season after victories over Carroll University and Concordia University. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you that we are streaming all Hope games on our website, 92.7thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Barber Ford of Holland, the locally owned Ford dealership in Holland on the corner of US 31 and East 8th Street, is selling pre-owned cars, minivans, trucks, and SUVs, offering great prices and financing plans. Barber Ford is the Lakeshore's largest certified pre-owned Ford dealer. Check them out. Call Chuck at 616-395-5818 or log on to barberford.net. Barberford.net. Right now, Barber Ford has the biggest selection of pre-owned Fords of any other Ford dealer in the area. Call 616-395-5818 or log on to barberford.net to see more incentives, photos, and additional vehicle information. That's barberford.net. Barberford.net. Head to Barber Ford Pre-Owned Vehicles today. Barber Ford, located on US 31 and East 8th Street in Holland. And at barberford.net. Barberford.net. Ford. Be a part of it at Barber Ford, Holland, Michigan.
Hayworth Inn and Conference Center on the Hope College campus offers exceptional meeting and banquet facilities as well as 50 beautiful guest rooms. The Hayworth Inn is equipped to host your wedding reception, family reunion, class reunion, or corporate meetings and can accommodate 10 to 400 people. The Hayworth Inn and Conference Center is an ideal venue for your Christmas party. Call now to book your event. They offer custom holiday menus. Call 616-395-7200. Hayworth Inn and Conference Center on the campus of Hope College and 9th and College in downtown Holland.
Friss Office Outfitters has all the supplies for your printers, specs, and multifunction machines, including laser and inkjet cartridges and paper. They stock hundreds of laser and inkjet cartridges, and their paper selection is just as incredible. Pick up your printer, fax, and multifunction machine supplies now at Friss Office Outfitters. Friss sells the best for less and have a greater selection of office products than anyone in West Michigan. For the largest selection of office, school, and art supplies, come to Friss Office Outfitters, 109 River Avenue in Holland.
Show. We are now joined by Coach Tom Davilar, who is here to talk with Ron.
Good afternoon, Coach Dav, or maybe I should say good evening. It's been a long day so far, and we might just well catch up a little bit.
Sure seems like evening to me with the time change and whatnot, but I do know this. It's November 22nd. A lot of people think of that date for a lot of reasons, but 50 years ago, I'm thinking of my wife, Ann Baker. And I'm going to do something here I've never done in 20-some years of radio. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ann Baker. Happy birthday to you. Love you, AB.
Hey, you're going to get a contract out here for vocals on some of these.
I don't know. I got a face for radio. I'm not sure I've got a voice. But anyway, welcome back to Hope College Basketball. It's great to be kicking off another season.
Well, Coach, we talked to Coach Neal this morning, and we talked about the youngsters on this ball club, the freshmen. Now I'd like to talk about some of the upperclassmen. What improvement did you see from last year to this year? And I'm thinking specifically of the performance that you got out of Corey McMahon up at the exhibition in Grand Valley.
Yeah, Corey is our thriving member of the junior class, I guess you'd say, from Glenbrook, Illinois, and Corey's always been a really good shooter in our program. He was so for Coach Mike Aldridge a couple of years in the JV program. He got kind of inconsistent minutes last year, but right now he's in a starting role, and he shot the ball very well against Grand Valley, but he also is working on defending, taking care of the ball, going to the basket a little bit more. He's got some experience. You know, we don't have a whole lot of experience this year. Corey's our only junior. We have seniors, but two of them really haven't had a chance to play yet, participate. Grant Neal is just coming off a soccer season, and Caleb Byers is recovering from a stress fracture in his foot. So those two guys are not with us yet. Nate Van Arendonk, our big guy, of course, is. And Nate, we're hoping to get some more consistent minutes from him out on the floor. He struggled again with a couple early fouls against Grand Valley, and that's something we'd really try to work hard to eliminate there with Nate. But, you know, it's a young squad. A lot of sophomores, a lot of freshmen, a lot of unknowns.
Well, the freshman Ben Gardner really stepped up last year when Colton Overway got hurt and filled that spot as he improved from last year.
Rocking the Lake Shore.
I sure think so. And you know, Ben would be the first to say Grand Valley was not one of his better efforts in games. We expect more consistent play out of him, but we feel really good about him. You know, there was some adversity with last year's squad with some injuries, and it worked to the benefit of Ben, having gotten some significant playing time down the stretch the second half of the MIAA season. So, you know, he's pretty solid at the point. We had a couple guys to back him up. Alex Edson, another returning sophomore, started many games last year, is in the starting lineup for us right now as well. Brock Benson, we like to alternate him with VA a little bit at the post, played a lot of minutes. And we got some freshman kids coming in here, too, who I think are going to leave their mark on the program as the years go by.
What type of a ball game do you expect tonight? Kind of a run-and-shoot type ball game, or are they going to try to slow it down?
Yeah, I think the Warhawks, who are 2-0, I mean, both these teams are playing this weekend on their home floors, are very, very highly ranked and really highly thought of and have played two games each. So they do like to get up and down the floor, defend and rebound, push the ball. They've got a nice mixture of some younger players. They got some veterans back, too. And, you know, most of the rankings early in the season, as we found out last year, are based pretty much on what you did the year before. And both Whitewater and Stevens Point had great seasons, are returning a lot of players, and so therefore are highly thought of. We don't get to play the underdog role very often in Hope College men's basketball, but we do get to play it here this weekend, I think, and it's kind of fun. I think we always talk about playing hard together, and the P and the PHT is play, and hopefully our guys are coming to play here this evening.
Well, we're pretty familiar with the CCIW. They have some good ball clubs in, and we play them quite often. But we don't get up here to the WLAC, and they have some great ball clubs in that league as well. It's a big league, all University of Wisconsin-affiliated schools, and they put out some good teams.
Absolutely true. I mean, anytime you step out into the CCIW or into the WAC here in Wisconsin, you know you're getting good competition. And I think we may have drawn a couple of the tougher teams this year with Whitewater and Stevens Point. So we know, we've talked about it, we're jumping into the deep end of the pool with some of our kids, and, you know, it's sink or swim time here pretty quick, and we're interested to see how they do. And we have some potential. Potential is a nasty word sometimes for saying you haven't quite arrived yet. We're going to be a good ball team, but it might take us a while. We'll see what happens here tonight. I know our guys will compete. They've done that right since day one.
Well, it feels like tournament time to us already with taking on these two ball clubs. Usually we don't get up in this territory until we get into the tournament when we start playing these people.
Well, I think I was here, and you were maybe here last year with our women's team in the NCAA tournament. Not many fond memories of trying to get out of here. But, you know, it's sport is, as our volleyball team found out last night, a very cruel thing sometimes. And, you know, you work a long season to get to those places. And congratulations to Coach Becky Schmidt again and our women's volleyball team on just a fantastic season. I'm so very sorry it ended for them last night. But we're all in hope. Be proud, be strong, be true. And she and her group certainly exemplify that, and I think our guys will too.
Well, let's pick up our first win of the season, Coach. Go.
We're going to try to get it tonight. Thanks. Talk to you afterwards.
That was Tom Davilar, who was here for the pregame show. Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
You want my program?
Choose wisely.
I always
choose to give. Get to an Auto Body Experts location, pick a tag off their angel tree, purchase the corresponding gift, return it to Auto Body Experts, and bring the true meaning of Christmas to
the Lakeshore's 92.7.
To show their appreciation, Auto Body Experts will wash your car or give you a free recycle bag. Auto Body Experts in Hudsonville, Holland, and Wayland. Be sure to like them on Facebook.
Every athlete, weekend warrior, or professional deserves the best in orthopedic care. That's why you can rely on the physicians of Shoreline Orthopedics to keep abreast of the latest in treatment of sports injuries. With football season here, remember to wear appropriate protective gear and always have any injuries, aches, or pains looked at by one of the sports medicine specialists at Shoreline Orthopedics. Go to shorelineortho.com to learn more. Experience the difference.
Have to keep quiet in the woods.
Well, you've got another deer. What do you do with it now? Take it to Earl's Meats, of course. Earl's has been processing deer for many years. At Earl's Meats, all you do is drop off your dressed deer. They take care of the rest. Your deer will be skinned, deboned, processed, vacuum-packed, and frozen. Love jerky, summer sausage, salami, snack sticks, jalapeno cheddar summer sausage, or venison bacon? Earl can take care of that for you, too. While you're picking up your deer, you can grab some pork, beef, lamb, chicken, elk, buffalo, or veal from their retail store. Call 392-6392 with questions or requests. That's at Earl's Meats. Stop in, south on Washington Avenue out of Holland, through the tunnel, and left on 143rd. Phone 392-6392. Happy and safe hunting.
Ford pregame show. We're here at Wisconsin Whitewater, where the Wisconsin Whitewater Warhawks will be taking on the Hope College Flying Dutchman this evening in Hope College's first regular season matchup of the season. Well, Ron, we've got some good news going on. After all the bad news that we've had to deal with this weekend, we've got some good news going on. It looks like I had the score up, and here we go. Looks like the Hope College Flying Dutch are going to pull off a victory in their first trip into Milwaukee this weekend. It's going to take a few seconds. Wisconsin Lutheran College has their looks like they're having some issues with their website after the first game, but. It looked like a big effort out of Maura McAfee. The last time we checked, it was about a 25-point spread, and Maura McAfee had 21 points and 10 rebounds in the game, and it looked like she was going to be sitting out for the rest of the game because of the stretch of point span for the Flying Dutch.
In case you're interested out there, Adam's got a new toy he's playing with, and he's starting with it tonight. It's kind of new to him, and he's got to get used to operating it, one thing or another. But he'll learn. He'll catch on, and he'll be right with it as it goes on and disappears on him again.
Well, the beautiful thing about it was it was going really well when the game. But I believe during your interview with Coach Tom Davilar, the game ended. So the stats kind of just disappeared. And since there, I think there's two games going on at Wisconsin Lutheran, that pretty much wiped it out. So that's probably a case. We'll try to get you the statistics of that game later on as we go along throughout the game. We'd like to bring you to you Anchored in Hope. And what this is during the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 927thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? Go to 927thevan.com for our Anchored in Hope section. Just if you check that out, they have pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, which the coaches' luncheon will not start until, I believe you said, when the MIAA season starts for the men is when the coaches' luncheon starts, right, Ron?
Right, in January.
So that will be in January, so you'll be able to see video highlights each Monday following that in January. Audio podcast of all Hope College football games from this prior season and basketball games, including live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts and releases showcasing happenings around Hope College and photos from games and different events. That's Anchored in Hope. You can find that at 927thevan.com. Well, this is going to be an interesting matchup. These two teams have not hooked up since 2004, and just to show you how long ago that was, that game was played in the Holland Sentinel Community Tournament, Ron, but it wasn't played at the DeVos Fieldhouse. That was played at the Holland Civic Center, so I'm sure you were there that evening. That was quite a long time ago. That's almost 10 years ago. Can you believe that?
Absolutely, I can believe that. It's been that not long ago out there when you're a young man that it comes and goes very quickly, and you'll find that out.
Oh, the basketball seasons just seem to come and go. It's really odd for me that we broadcast our last game of last season from this very arena, and we didn't have very fond memories as we were leaving. It's kind of tough when you're in the national tournament and you're just, you know, an eyelash away from making the Final Four and to have it snatched away from you. But this is a whole brand new season, whole kinds of different things going on, and we're only minutes away from the Flying Dutchman taking on the Wisconsin Whitewater Warhawks.
Oh, don't get the impression out there that we were being mistreated here at Whitewater, because we've had excellent support from the staff at Whitewater getting set up tonight and welcoming us and things like this. It's just that the outcome of that ball game, it started out wrong and it ended up wrong for the Flying Dutch. So we wish them the luck as they have pulled out one victory tonight, and we hope the Flying Dutchman can get their strength started here at Whitewater tonight.
We're only minutes away from the start of this game, and we have some sponsors to thank for this the game. The starting lineup, which is brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title. That's on East 16th Street in Holland. I don't know why I want to say 18th Street, Ron. It's East 16th Street in Holland, just down the road from Meyer. And the tip-off sponsor, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Entering tonight's game, we were saying that Wisconsin Whitewater is already played two games. They have two in the book. Hope College has yet to play a regular season game yet. And the Flying Dutchmen are going to start a little bit shorthanded, Ron. Grant Neal, which is, he just ended his soccer season, which just came to the end, what was it, yesterday? Tough day for Hope. His soccer season ended yesterday. He is, I believe, suited up, but I'm under the impression that he probably won't play. He hasn't really been with the team much over the last couple weeks. And Caleb Byers is the other one that isn't going to play. He said that earlier this afternoon.
Stay with 92.7 The Van as we continue to rock Saugatuck, Holland, and all the Lakeshore. WYVN, Saugatuck, Holland.
Well, the Flying Dutchman ready to get started here tonight at Whitewater, and we'll be having the national anthem shortly, and the starting lineups as the PA announcer is getting everybody up and welcoming everybody here to this. It's quite a nice arena, as everything is purple and white here at Whitewater.
Well, we're going to pause here for a moment for the national anthem.
National anthem being performed by Miss Angela Hoke.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting.
And that was Angela Hoke, a student here at Wisconsin Whitewater, singing the national anthem. And now for the starting lineup, which is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. Here is Ron Weatherby.
Well, we can almost pick it up from the PA announcer as he's going through the Hope College Flying Dutchman under the direction of Matt Neal in his fourth season. At the guards, it'll be Ben Gardner, the 6-foot sophomore out of Carmel, Indiana. The other guard, Alex Edson, 6'2 sophomore from Grand Haven. The center for the Flying Dutchman, Nate Van Arendonk, 6'10 senior from Grand Haven. And at the forwards, it'll be Corey McMahon as they turn the lights out on us at one forward, and Harrison Blackledge at the other forward. So we'll let you listen a little bit to the PA man as if he goes through the Whitewater Ball Club. As like I say, the lights have been turned off, so we can't see any of our notes, and as a result, we have a little difficulty in memorizing the Whitewater team as they're going to be introduced with the spotlight, I'm sure, out in the center of the court. The ball club is lined up, and they have a roll going out to center court. And
well, Ron, I bet you could read it right off the scoreboard right over there.
Well, they have a big screen to my left that shows the Warhawk, and that's what the ball club is called. Alex Murr starting at a guard. He's a 6'1 senior from Greenville. At the other guard, Cordell King, 6-foot, a junior out of Kenosha.
Number 14,
a little bit behind KJ Evans, a 6'3" junior from Beloit, and a 6'6" senior from Milwaukee, Reggie Hearn. And Eric Bryson, a 6'2" senior out of Elkhorn.
And
so they've got the big screens on both ends of the court, and they had the players' pictures and that information up on the big screens on either end of the court, and then the spotlight followed the ball players out on the court. So we're ready for the tip-off. The Flying Dutchman in their blue uniforms with the orange numerals, and the Warhawks are wearing their white uniforms with the purple numerals. Purple and white are the color of the Warhawks. Of course, you know the Flying Dutchman are orange and blue. As we get ready to start this one, players shaking hands out at midcourt, and we're all set to go.
The opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Oman Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. And here for the call of the action, Ron Weatherby.
Tip up in the air, controlled by the Flying Dutchman. Tip went to Blackledge, into the hands of Gardner. Gardner at the right wing, all the way around, puts it up, puts it in. So Benny Gardner started with a nice drive, got a screen on the outside, all the way around, laid it up off the glass and in. And the Flying Dutchman lead by a score of 2-0. Young at the point for the Warhawks, out front to Evans. Evans back to Young at the left wing. Young looking for a place to drive, can't find any. Works his way on the right side, gives it up to Bryson. Shot taken, no good, and a foul on the play, and I think it's going to go against Blackledge.
Number 34, Harrison Blackledge.
And it is. So Blackledge picks up his first foul, and K.J. Evans, a 6 feet junior out of Beloit, will be at the line. He'll be shooting two for the Warhawks. First free throw attempts of the contest. The first one is good. So Evans will have the second one. As he takes his time, puts it up and swish. We're tied at two here at Whitewater. We're just underway. Benny Gardner with the basketball. Spins around on the outside. Goes right wing. Gives it up on the outside to McMahon. Over cross court to Edson. Edson with the ball above his head. Wants to drive. Is cut off defensively. Leaves it for Gardner. A little jump shot that's blocked. And out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. Nice block that time. Coming across was Young. And he just slapped the ball out of Gardner's hand out of bounds. Inbound pass was not in time. And the foul is going to be called out there. Again, it's going to go against Blackledge. So Blackledge picks up two fouls in less than a minute to start this ball game. And he heads for that Hope College bench. And Brock Benson comes in to take his place. We're tied at two. We're at the 19-minute mark as the clock ticks over. Working the edge is Young. Has the ball tipped away. Picked back up by Young. Little jump shot. Rattles and does not go. Ball is knocked out of bounds. And Benson, I think, was the last guy to touch it. So it's going to belong to the Warhawks underneath their own basket. We're tied at two. Just underway here at Whitewater. And a little elbow on the inside as a screen cutting across, and it's going to go against Corey McMahon this time. So the Flying Dutchman getting into early foul trouble here as they have three fouls already in the first about minute and a quarter. Whitewater inbounds the ball, gets it out to Merg, left wing Young. Little bounce pass on the inside. Working with his back to the basket is Hearn. Hearn puts up the shot. No good. Rebound up and in on the left side by Evans. 4-2. The Warhawks take the lead. Benson over to Edson. Back out in front to Gardner. Man-to-man defense by both these ball clubs thus far. Edson at the top of the key with the ball above his head. Right wing, Gardner. Gardner looks, spins around. Can't find anybody open. Finally gets it to Benson underneath. Long cross-court pass to Edson, but they pick him up quickly and he can't get a shot. So he takes it out front, works his way all the way around underneath the basket. It's up off the glass. No good. Rebound underneath. Back up. Misses again. And the rebound comes to the Warhawks. Quickly, the Warhawks up the court. Kick the ball on the outside. Swish by Bryson. Big triple from the outside. And immediately, Coach Neal calls a 30-second timeout as the Warhawks jump out to a 7-2 lead over the Flying Dutchman with 17:48 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley. natural foods. Ron, it was kind of an M.O. for Hope College last year. Every time they had a rough outing was when they would get into early foul trouble, and three fouls quickly against the Flying Dutch in the first 2 minutes plus of this game.
Well, oftentimes they have to use Brock Benson on the inside, and right now he's playing at a forward position, so that you know, he's going to be called on a lot, I think, tonight before this ball game is over. Gardner gets the inbound pass. No pressure by Whitewater as Ben walks it up. Puts on a burst of speed. Goes all the way around the edge. Up off the glass. Misses. Rebound comes to Hearn as he clears the boards. Quickly out to Merg. Merg to the left wing. McMahon is all over him. Cross court pass to Evans. Back out in front to Hearn. Hearn drives baseline. Van Arendonk kicks it back out. Shot taken underhand, scoop shot by Evans, no good. Rebound to Benson. Gardner hustles it up the court quickly. Gives it off to Edson, back to Benson, underneath Van Arendonk. Had an opening, but 3 seconds is called as he made two or three fakes in the paint, trying to get the shot away, and all over him was Reggie Hearn. Hearn is 6'6 senior out of Milwaukee, but he gets up in the air. So the Warhawks with the basketball and a 7-2 lead. Working the edge is Young. Goes underneath to Hearn. Ball partially blocked. Picked off by Benson. Back to Gardner. Over to Benson. Left wing they go to McMahon. Out front to Gardner. Thought about the jumper. Changed his mind. Gets it into Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk cross court to Benson. Benson moves into the man. And a foul is going to be called as Benson puts it off the glass and in.
Nice strong move by Brock Benson to get the basket and the foul, Ron.
Score is going to go, the foul is going to go against KJ Evans for the Warhawks, and Brock Benson will be at the line for a 3-point play. 7-4, Warhawks in the lead, and the free throw is good. Bounded around a little bit, had to talk to itself, but it finally found its way through the bottom of the hoop. On the outside is Young. At the point, directs a little traffic with one hand, dribbles with the other. Gets it out front to Merg. Merg around the edge, and Benson reached in a hand. And as soon as he touched the man, and they're calling plays, very fouls, and this is the rules this year, is that any contact that you have, by you're going to have a foul. Inbound pass comes to Young. Young all the way along the left wing. Good. 9-5. Whitewater with the lead. Gardner with the basketball. To Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk over on the left side to McMahon. McMahon works his way left wing. Back to Gardner. Gardner in the paint. Shot good off the glass. Nice move down the middle by Gardner. 9-7. Hope draw within two. Young works the left wing with the basketball. Switches hands on the dribble. Gardner stood the steal. Two on two, Gardner in the middle, hands it off to Edson. Edson fires away, no, off the back of the window. And Evans with the rebound, long pass to the opposite end of the court. And hanging back with a little cherry picking was Reggie Hearn, and he gets the easy two. 11-7, Warhawks with the lead. Van Arendonk over on the left side to McMahon. Back to Gardner. Gardner has it tipped away, but gets it back in the left corner. Cross court, Edson, he puts up a triple. Yes! Edson with his first triple of the season. 11-10, the Warhawks up by one. 15-12 left in the first half. Young at the right wing, over to Evans. Evans puts up a three, no good. Rebound, Van Arendonk. Over to Gardner. Gardner quickly up the court. Works the right side, gives it McMahon out front, Van Arendonk. Over to Edson. Edson waits for Gardner to cut through, gives it back to Van Arendonk. Cross to McMahon. McMahon can't get the shot. Edson, well, takes it out front. It's short. No good. Rebound by Evans. Over to Young. Young waits for an opening. Has the ball tipped on the inside, but takes it down low. Puts up a half hook off the window and in. Nice shot that time by Young. 13-10. Warhawks in the lead. Gardner works his way around the right side. Spins around. Gives it to Brock. Underneath, Van Arendonk, nice little left-handed hook shot is in. 13-12. That brought the bench up for the Flying Dutchman as Vanieren Dot got him going with that left-handed hook. 13-12, Whitewater in the league. Over on the right side, Young. And the whistle blows on the inside, and we got a foul. And it's going to go against Vanieren Dot. And the timeout is called by Whitewater. As Coach Neal and Vanieren Dot, they have a little discussion with the official. As the guys kind of entice Vanieren Dot to join the huddle instead of the conversation.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, choose Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, the Flying Dutchmen have jump back 92-7. Made a couple adjustments after that 7-2 run that the Warhawks made, and now it looks like they might be a little bit into this game, a little bit of a tide of emotion change, and they're doing a very good job at getting the ball underneath to the big men, Ron.
All right, Reggie Hearn is doing a good job for Whitewater on the inside. He's only 6'6", but he gets up in the air, and he has some weight to him out there. He's not a tiny individual, and he just kind of takes some room underneath. He gets up. And he can slam, I'm sure, two-hand slam dunk if he has to. But he likes to work on the inside, so it's going to be a good matchup with Vanieren Dot.
Oh, he's a very thick player. Him and Nader are going to have a lot of fun this evening beating each other up. But Nate's got a battle on his hands tonight, and we're going to have to see if he can stay out of foul trouble in order to keep Hearn in check.
Well, five fouls called against the Flying Dutchman thus far, one against Whitewater. So Dutchman getting into a little foul trouble here early on. 14 minutes left in this first half. Little inbound pass to Evans. Evans stops, brings the ball up, have some new guys in. Souter comes in for Whitewater at one of the guards, and there's another new guy on the far side. I'll get his number in just a minute. 33, and that's Egan. Egan went into a ball game the other night and got 33 points. Ball tipped away. Whitewater keeps control. Underneath, open man, reverse layup, it's good. Evans, 15-12. Warhawks with the lead. Gardner working one-on-one with Mertz. Over to McMahon in the left corner. Back to Gardner, cross-court pass into the hands. We got a new guy in for Hope here, and what do we have?
Number 14, K.J. Evans. That's his second personal.
So we got a foul on Evans, so it's away from the ball.
The new man in for the Flying Dutchman is Sam Otto.
Otto's a young man that's up from the JVs from last year. With the basketball at the left wing. Gets back out to Gardner. Gardner uses a screen from Vanieren Dot. Puts it in. Nice little five-foot jumper from the right side of the lane. 15-14, Flying Dutchman trail by one. Over to Murr on the left wing. Drives into the paint, kicks it left side. Souter doesn't take the shot. Gardner's got him. Gets it out front to Odegaard, who's also into the ball game for the Warhawks. And a jumper by Mertz is good. 17-14, Whitewater. 12:40 left. As Gardner works it up for the Flying Dutchman. Takes it baseline, is not cut off, goes underneath, and comes up on the far side with a reverse layup, but Merg was waiting for him and fouled him.
Number three, Alex Berg, that's his first personal. Third team foul.
So five team fouls now against the Flying Dutchman, three against Whitewater. And Gardner's going to go to the line for Hope College. 17-14, 12:30 left in the first half as Gardner takes a shot. Hits on the left part of the rim and slides across and off the side. Keith Brushweiler, another freshman, goes in for Vanieren Dot. Brushweiler is a 6'6 freshman out of St. George Lakeshore. Gardner with the second of the free ones. This one rolls around and is in. So both teams starting to substitute a little bit as we get into this contest. With the basketball is Young. Goes left side, Souter. Back out in front they go with another new man, Chamberlain, who's into the ball game. Out front to Odegaard, his shot misses. Rebound comes underneath, and a nice rebound pulled down by Otto. To Gardner. Gardner leaves it on the west wing to Otto. Working the outside out there, the Rushweiler back to Benson. Goes cross court. McMahon from the deep left corner, no good. Tip up, missing. Out there is Otto. Rebound comes down to the Warhawks. Odegaard out front to Sauter.
Holland, Saugatuck, Fenville, and Hamilton. We're the Lake Shores 92.7, the Van.
On the inside, Chamberlain. Chamberlain kicks it back out right wing. Long three-pointer misses by Sauter. Rebound underneath, and a couple guys on the deck, and it's out of bounds, and timeout is called. It's going to be called by Whitewater, and I think they're going to end up with the basketball. They mentioned Egan out there is a big kid. He's 6 foot six, but he looks a lot taller than that to me.
30-second timeout.
Excuse me, man.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, it's Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, looking at the statistics for the Flying Dutchman, they're being led in scoring right now by Ben Gardner, who has 7 points, Ron. He is starting to light it up just a little bit here this evening as he has 7 points. And then you also have Alex Edson, who has 3, and Corey McMahon, who also has a tray. So they're only 2 points down right now, a 17-15 score with 11:26 left, and the Warhawks inbounding the ball.
Warhawks get the ball in to Young, and Gardner is picked off with a screen out there, and he hit the deck pretty hard, and the shot is taken, but a foul.
Number 15, Reggie Heron.
And Heron is going to get the foul for the Warhawks.
Timeout on the floor.
And I think this is going to be one of the television timeouts that we have. And just in case you have us calling a lot of timeouts tonight, this game is being televised locally on a cable station. And so we've been informed that they're going to be using the normal rule that you have with the tournaments. And you have 4 TV timeouts of just over 60 seconds with each one of the 4. They'll be kind of spaced, you know, about 4 minutes apart throughout this first half and throughout the second half. So don't be surprised if you have a lot of timeouts. It sounds to you that's called because there are.
Yeah, it's a normal thing during tournament time. I believe this past year was the first time they ever did it for the
It
was the year before where they did it like for every tournament game, not just the Final Four, so that it wouldn't be a disadvantage to certain teams. And since the Wisconsin Warhawks are televising this game on television in their local market, we get the advantage of being able to have more television timeouts during this broadcast.
Some teams do it, and they don't even have a television broadcast of it. They just want to get used to that routine, and so they just take an extra 10-minute timeout 4 times in each half. So the Flying Dutchman have a little pressure now. Sauter puts on the heat. And Gardner beats him up through the front court, into the middle. The Brushweiler, his pass is stolen away, and reaching in, trying to get it back, is Brushweiler, and he's going to get the ball.
Brushweiler, that's his first personal.
But Aaron Dock comes back into the ball game, replacing Benson.
And for the Warhawks, number 21, Eric Bryson.
Bryson comes back in for the Warhawks. Young with a basketball along the left wing, works his way across court, stops at the point, hands it off on the outside. Triple by Bryson. Now Bryson just back into the ball game, drains a 3 and makes it 20-15. Warhawks with a lead at the halfway point of this first half, right around the 10-minute mark. Gardner, little bounce pass in the middle. Shot taken, that's good by Sam Otto. Right from the free throw line as they worked a nice play and got him open right there at the top of the key. On the left side, driving hard, and looks like we're going to have another foul. This one's going to go
number 30, Sam
by Sam Otto.
17 foul.
Checking for hope number this, five.
This looks like it's going to be a shooting foul. Odegaard.
Number 11, Cody Odegaard. He'll shoot the bones.
Cody Stivey, another freshman out of Hudsonville at 6'7", in for the Flying Dutchman to see his first action. Odegaard's free throw is good. He'll have two. 21-17, Whitewater with a lead, 10:28 left in this first half. There's the official waiting to give Odegaard the basketball. He does, and Odegaard drains it. 22-17, Whitehall with a lead as Hope College looks at a full court press put on by Whitewater. After the foul shot, why they came with a full court press, a 1-2-2 press, as Hope works against it. Gardner is able to beat it off the left side. Shot taken by Otto, in and out of the basket. Ball batted around. Benarendonk picks it up, puts it in. Right man at the right spot. 22-19, and whistle blows across the court.
Hope foul.
And there's going to be a foul. And it's going to be against number 10. That's Edson. So Whitewater will go to the line.
Wow, eight fouls already, Ron, for the Flying Dutchman. We're only halfway through the first half.
Well, if you read the new set of rules this year that you have, they have a number of them out there, and it seems like if you look at somebody, you're going to get a foul. That's kind of the way it feels in reading that list of new rules. First free throw is good. Second one hits the front of the iron, bounces away. Rebound underneath by Stivey. Over to Gardner. Gardner races on the left side, takes it around to the right wing. Brings it out, gives it up to Stivey. Underneath Benarendonk and over to Edson. And Edson took his eye off the ball, and when he did so, I dribbled off his hand over to the Whitewater bench. So Whitewater will have the basketball. And coming in for Hope College is Jordan Denham, replacing Gardner. So it's Denham, Stivey, Otto, Benarendonk, and Edson. Young with the basketball, goes to Hearn, back out in front to Young. Young gets a screen, can't break through the screen, on the outside to Berg. Berg works left side of the paint, feeds it underneath to Hearn. His shot, no good. Rebound, missing underneath is Egan. And Benarendonk gets a rebound. Long pass up the court and intercepted on the way, getting back defensively quickly for the Blackhawks that time was Bryson. Berg at the left wing. Out front he goes to Young. Young works it from the point over the right side to Hearn. Hearn into the corner to Bryson. Bryson drives the lane, puts it up and in on a blocking foul. It's going to go against Stivey.
Number five, Cody Stivey. That's his first ninth.
Stivey hit the deck pretty hard that time as he tried to establish position and was gone.
He'll get two.
Down hard. Free throw is good on the first one. 24-19, Whitewater. Second one, Bryson. Good.
Don't keep it to yourself. Tell a friend about the Lake Shores 92.7, the van.
The Warhawks on top. 9 minutes left in the first half. Denham to Stivey. Stivey left side. Edson. Edson back out front to Denham. Young's got Denham on the outside. Gives it up to Edson. He drives the left side of the lane and puts it off the glass. So Edson, they're used to having him do some shooting, and that time he drove the lane and put it in. 25-21, Whitewater with the lead. On the left side, Hearn, and he travels. Takes the shot from the outside and made his move out there and was called for traveling. Cody McMahon comes in, replacing Otto in the Hope lineup. Edson gets it into Denham. Young picks him up as he gets to midcourt to Stivey. And the long pass to Benarendak. He almost lost it. Little hook shot way over the basket. No good. Rebound taken down by Whitewater. Fast break and a foul at the opposite end as Edson tried to catch Young. Couldn't quite get there in time and fouled him. Kept him from making an easy layup. Those are the kind that you kind of take, but you hate to see him with the numbers creeping up for the Flying Dutchman as they have accumulated 10 fouls to 4 for Whitewater. Young at the line. Swish. 26-21. Whitewater with a lead. 8:14 left in the first half. Quadrell Young, a junior out of Kenosha, 6 foot tall. And he's got the second one. 27-21, 6-point lead for the Warhawks. Denham on the right side to Edson. Edson looks inside, can't get it there. Back to Denham across to the left wing. Stivey takes it baseline, puts a shot up, no good. Ball's tipped out. Benarendak puts it back up and in. Whitewater tried to tip it away, and Benarendak tipped it up and in. Young brings it back, 27-23, Hope trailing. Young to the point, feeds Hearn at the left wing. Hearn looks underneath Egan, takes it himself on the right side, puts it up, and called for traveling again. So consecutive traveling calls on Hearn, Reggie Hearn. And a timeout is called. And
fans, it's time for the Calmer's video board.
TV timeout?
I believe it is a TV timeout. But this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Nate Benarendak has been Johnny on the spot on a couple of those, Ron. He's doing a really good job underneath grabbing those offensive boards.
Well, he was in the right spot that time on the left side as he put the little half hook shot up and in for the Flying Dutchman. Now, he has, what, about 6 points now?
Yeah, the stats are down right now. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties at Wisconsin right. Whitewater. Hey, guess what? This is awesome. This is why there's a great host. They delivered it right when you brought that up. They delivered the stats for us. We aren't able to get them through the internet right now, but
Benarendak's got six points out there and 3 rebounds for the Flying Dutchman.
Number 3, let's see if she's
Gardner
right.
Still leading Hope College with 7 points. Edson with 5, and then 3 points by Benson, 2 by Otto. And leading Whitewater is Eric Bryson. He's 2 for 2 from outside, both of them being triples, and 3 for 4 from the free throw line for his 9 points. Thus far in his first half. Young and Evans both have 6.
Good offensive totals for the Hope College Flying Dutchman. Getting a little bit of different people from all the way around the lineup getting the points.
Gardner and Benson both back into the ball game for the Flying Dutchman. Edson on the left wing moves to the point, tries to get it backwards, and we got a foul underneath. I think this one's going to go
up and down the lakeshore. It's 92-7, the Van.
Well, Reggie Hearn, they call it on.
Egan kind of gave the response that he thought he was the one that picked up the foul.
You wanted to try to convince the referee. Well, he convinced me. So Hope is going to inbound the ball underneath their own basket. McMahon in the right corner, guarded very closely that time by Young, and Young knocks the ball out of his hands. So Hope will have it back again in front of the bench. The Whitewater bench as they walk him down toward the corner. Looks around, gets it into Gardner. Cross court to Benarendak. Benarendak underneath. Turnaround shot, misses underneath by McMahon. Merg with the rebound. Merg back quickly to the opposite end of the court. Gardner anticipates, and Gardner is going to get the foul.
Ben Gardner, that's his
and Gardner and Murd changed the looks on the court.
Well, Gardner was arguing on that one that the ball was loose and they were both going for the ball.
So Murg is going to be at the line. This one is good.
I'm guessing Coach Neal disagreed with that call too because he's talking to the official right now about it.
Well, it's hard to disagree with the officials the way the rules are written this year. It just Second one is down and good. 29-23. I look for a lot of fouls throughout the year. Edson at the right wing to Gardner. Gardner all the way, has the ball stripped underneath, and a foul.
Well, we already have 16-plus fouls, Ron.
And the foul's going to go against Chamberlain.
Returning to the line for Oak, number 23.
And Gardner's going to take his spot at the line.
Shoot two.
So Gardner takes his time, puts that left-handed shot up, misses it. Takes a look, has another one. Gardner 0 for 3 from the line at this point. Gardner 0 for 3.
No, he was 1 for 2 before that, so now he was 2 for 3.
29-24. Hope trails. Whitewater with the basketball. Chamberlain on the outside. Gives it back to Young. Young spins around. Good move. Takes it underneath the ball. Knocked away by Benson. They get it back. Egan puts it back up, and but Aaron Dot comes across to help out, and he is, commits a foul.
Brock Benson, that's his second personal. At the line for the Warhawks, number 33.
So Egan is going to go to the line for the Warhawks. Stivey getting ready to come back in for Hope. This one hits, bounced straight up in the air, and drops in. Stivey's in. No, he went in for Benson. Egan with the second one. This one rattles, no good. Rebound by Gardner. Gardner brings it all the way up to the Flying Dutchman. But Aaron Dock over to Edson at the right wing. Cross court into the corner to McMahon. Back out in front of an Aaron Dock over to Edson. Edson can't get the shot away from the outside. They're forcing him deep. And
bringing the rock back to the lakeshore. You've got it on 92-7, the
right
fan.
Wing, over to McMahon. McMahon, there's a foul on McMahon as he drove the baseline.
Number three, Alex Merg. That's
and
his second
Merg
result.
Picks up his second foul.
17 points.
Into the ball game comes Patrick Souter. Souter is pronunciation by the PA man.
Corey McMahon. He'll shoot the bonus.
So McMahon with the free throw for the Flying Dutchman. This one hits the front, the back, and the bottom. 30-25, Whitewater with a 5-point lead, 6:18 left in the first half. McMahon takes his time. Got them both. 30-26, Flying Dutchman trail by four with 6:16 left in the first half. Young over the right wing. Suter with the basketball, and again the whistle blows. And the foul's going to go against number 25, and that is Chamberlain. I think that's his second foul.
18 foul.
So we're getting closer with a number of fouls. It's 10-8 with Hope College holding the 10 mark. Whitewater with 8. Gardner brings it up. Comes out in front. Stivey fires it to into the corner to McMahon. The pass was high, and it got away from out of bounds. So the turnover going to go to Whitewater. Really not a lot of turnovers thus far in the ball game. Young on the right side. We expect a few more in that first game, really. Back to Young. Young works it down low. Kicks it back out to Chamberlain. Chamberlain's up at the point. Works, tries to get in. Little bounce pass to Egan. Reverse layup is good. Egan got the pass on the left side. Drove underneath. Put a reverse layer up and in. 32-16, Whitewater with the lead. Edson into Gardner. Gardner takes it underneath, puts up the shot and the foul.
Warhawk foul.
And that's going to go against. Have to wait and see.
Number 33.
And it's going to go against number 33, Egan.
19 bomb. Returning the line for the Dutch. Number 23, Ben Gardner.
The guys on the both ball clubs are asking questions after almost every foul as to what the call is, but they're going to have that for a while, I'm sure. Gardner misses a free throw.
They're going to have to add more people to the bench for both teams if this is the way it's going to be in the entire season.
Well, until the guys get used to what they're going to be calling, I think you're going to have this. And Gardner makes the second one. 32-27, Whitewater. It was on the computer yesterday, and if you wanted to click on it, you could read the new rules. Whitewater on the baseline, driving with Bryson. And he puts it off the glass and in. Nice baseline drive as the ball goes into the corner of the gymnasium. Vandernak digs it out for the Flying Dutchman. Inbounds it to Gardner. 34-27, Whitewater on top. Gardner behind the back dribble, gives it out to Edson. Edson's forced to the outside, double team, gets it to McMahon. McMahon over in the right corner, open man, Stivey, his shot in and out. Rebound is taken down by Whitewater. Out to Young. Gardner's back, takes Young one-on-one. To Sauter, back out and on top to Bryson. Bryson over to Young. Young into the hands of Bryson. Bryson drives baseline, puts the ball up, shot blocked by Edson, and a jump ball is called. Good block by Edson as he got his hand up on the top of the basketball. Otto comes back into the ball game, replacing Edson, and with a possession arrow, the ball is going to go to Whitewater. Pass is inbound. Chamberlain with the shot. No good. Egan tips it in. 36-27. Whitewater with the lead. Stivey over on the right side to McMahon. McMahon tries to work for the shot. Can't get it off to Gardner. Gardner at the wing. Goes baseline. Puts up the five-foot jumper. Good. Baseline right side with the jumper for Gardner. Young to the left wing. Out front to Egan. Egan, right side to Sauter. Sauter drives, brings it back out. Leaves it in front for Bryson to Sauter. Sauter drives again, this time all the way to the hoop. Puts it high off the glass and in. 38-29. And just left. Vandernak tried to hit McMahon. McMahon was in the left wing, and he made a break for the basket, and the pass was right where he was, at that left wing, and it was about three steps behind him.
A couple errant passes here on the last few possessions for the Flying Dutchman. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, choose Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, Ron, I'll take a look at the NCAA rules. I'm going to pull those up and see if we can discuss those, because I don't think it really showed that much during the women's game on Tuesday night that we did, but boy, it is just showing tonight a numerous amount of fouls. I actually think Hope College has more than 10 fouls, because they don't, on the scoreboard, they don't go past 10 fouls on there. So at halftime, when we get the statistics, we're going to have to take a look on how many fouls. Oh, they have the fouls right now. How many do we have?
12.
12 total fouls against Hope College, and how many against Wisconsin Whitewater?
9.
Wow, I can't remember a game last year where we had that many fouls at halftime. That is a tremendous foul. So if I could pull it up, I will take a look at the statistic or the new rule changes that have made this.
It's 3 pages, so enjoy.
Well, we'll have a lot to talk about at halftime then.
Young with a basketball for the Warhawks. Hope, I believe, coming out in the 2-3 zone after the timeout. Underneath the basket, Sauter shot, no good. Rebound, Van Arendon. To Gardner, up ahead to Otto. Otto's got some room. Reverse layup, it's good. Sam Otto quickly up the court, and a high shot out there. Went to the top of the backboard and just dropped in. 38-31, Hope trails. Young on the outside. Hope in the zone defense. First time they've been in the zone tonight. Over to Bryson. They go down low. Chamberlain can't get the shot. Back to Bryson. Bryson works his way in the middle. Works left wing. Sauter with a shot. Has a three miss. Tip up in the air by Bryson. Won't go through. Rebound comes down. Gardner comes away with it. Well, Gardner took it away from Chamberlain at 6-3 to get that rebound for the Flying Dutchman. And Hope has the ball. 2:35 left in the first half. 38-31. Whitewater on top. Otto baseline. Turnaround shot. No good. Rebound underneath by Chamberlain. T. Young. Young brings it up quickly. Tries to beat the setup of the zone. It gets there. Misses the shot. Egan gets a rebound, however, for Whitewater. This time, Young slows it down. Sauter directs a little traffic. Back to Young. Young out front to Chamberlain. Chamberlain looks underneath. Goes left wing. Bryson shot for three. No good. Van Arendonk rebounds for the Flying Dutchman. Gets it to Gardner. Gardner around his man. Pulls up short. Into the corner to McMahon. Back out front to Gardner. Gardner drives. Has the ball taken away on the drive through the lane. 2-on-1 break for the Warhawks. And putting it up and in was Patrick Suter. 40-31, 9-point lead for the Warhawks with 1:31 left in the half. Stivey out front, goes to Otto, right wing. Back out to Gardner at the point. Gardner works the right side, has the ball stripped out of his hands. Young just took it away from him. 3-on-2 break, Young on the left side to Studer, and he puts it off the window and in. 42-31. Hope trails, 1 minute to go in this first half, and the crowd getting into it now for the Warhawks. Ball almost slapped away from Gardner. He puts up the jumper from the free throw line. Got it. Right from the left corner, that free throw line. 42-33, 47 seconds left in the half. Young takes his time. They may try to get the last shot. Game clock and shot clock almost identical. In the corner is Chamberlain to Bryson. Bryson baseline underneath Egan. He misses the shot. It's saved almost. Ball's out of bounds and touch last by Gardner. So it's going to belong to Whitewater.
Number 11, Cody Odegaard.
Brushweiler is in for Hope College. Coach Neal getting a couple of his starters out there just to keep him from getting a foul in the last 20 seconds. Stivey is in. Young with a jumper. No good. And Gardner with a rebound. Gardner coast to coast and everybody rebound back up and in. Good placement that time by Brushweiler on the left side of the bucket, and he just put it back up and in. Sounded like some type of a horn went off here, and everybody just paused on the court, and then all of a sudden Gardner took off again.
Well, I don't think it was the shot clock because the shot clock was turned off.
So Brushweiler with the bucket now will have the free throw for the Flying Dutchman. He's a freshman, St. Joe Lakeshore. Got it. 42-36, and Hope comes out with a press with 5 seconds left on the clock. Young from the point, long three, no good at the buzzer.
That's the end of the first half with the score of the Warhawks, 42.
And it's 42-36 at the half. The Flying Dutchman were able to cut the lead to 6 points. It's now time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7
The Van.
You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Your home for Hope College men and women's basketball and the best music on your radio. 92.7 The Van, WYVN, Saugatuck, Holland.
For the true Hope College fan, there's only one place to get all your blue and orange merchandise. The Hope Geneva Bookstore. Located in the DeWitt Center at the heart of Hope's campus, the bookstore offers an extensive collection of Hope College clothing and imprinted gift items. Featuring quality brands like Under Armour, Champion, Gear, and Russell, you'll find affordable collegiate clothing for fans of every age. Support the Flying Dutch and the Flying Dutchman this season on their championship quest by proudly wearing gear from the official source of Hope College merchandise. The Hope Geneva Bookstore is open weekdays 8:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. and year-round from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturdays during the academic year. You can also shop online at hopebookstore.com or at the kiosk located on the main concourse of the DeVos Fieldhouse when you're at a Hope College game. Go Hope and go shop at the Hope Geneva Bookstore. It's in the DeWitt Center on the Hope College campus.
Barber Ford of Holland. The locally owned Ford dealership in Holland on the corner of US 31 and East 8th Street is selling pre-owned cars, minivans, trucks, and SUVs, offering great prices and financing plans. Barber Ford is the Lakeshore's largest certified pre-owned Ford dealer. Check them out. Call Chuck at 616-395-5818 or log on to barberford.net. Barberford.net. Right now, Barber Ford has the biggest selection of pre-owned Fords of any other Ford dealer in the area. Call 616-395-5818 or log on to barberford.net to see more incentives, photos, and additional vehicle information. That's barberford.net. Barberford.net. Head to Barber Ford Pre-Owned Vehicles today. Barber Ford, located on US 31 and East 8th Street in Holland. And at barberford.net. Barberford.net. Ford. Be a part of it at Barber Ford, Holland, Michigan.
Hi, it's Kelly. For years, Kyle and I have been telling you to give our dad, Craig, and the team at Mike's Mobile a chance to wow you with their skills and service. Well, for a change, let's hear from Bob, one of our loyal customers.
Hello, my name is Bob Haveman, and I've been taking my cars to Mike's Mobile for service for the past 20-plus years. The team at Mike's Mobile, headed by Craig Kuipers, is always friendly and very interested in providing me with great service at a fair price. Craig and his team are people of integrity. They have been taking care of our family vehicles with first-class service. And if I ever need to rent a car for my work, I can go to Mike's Mobile for that as well.
Stop in today and see my dad, Craig, and the team at Mike's Mobile. They do pretty much any type of auto repair, including being certified in hybrid repair. Mike's Mobile is located on the corner of Lincoln and 32nd in Holland. Mike's Mobile, nothing fancy, just guys who know cars.
I'm happy.
To the Mike's Mobile halftime show on 92.7 The Van, where Wisconsin Whitewater is currently defeating the Hope College Flying Dutch 42-36 at the half. Let's take a look at the team statistics first for the home team, Wisconsin Whitewater. Their field goal percentage in the first half, 14 of 35 for 40%. They were 2 for 8 from beyond the arc for 25%. And they were 12 of 14 from the free throw line for 85.7%. They had 20 rebounds, and they turned over the ball 4 times. Now for Hope College.
Holland of the Lakeshores, 92-7.
They shot 14 of 30 from the field for 46%. They were only 1 for 5 from beyond the arc for 20%. They were 7 for 10 from the free throw line for 70%. And they trailed in the rebound department for to Wisconsin Whitewater 20 to 18. Only 18 rebounds for the Flying Dutchman. Now let's take a look at individual statistics first for Wisconsin Whitewater. They were led in scoring by Eric Bryson, who had 11 points. He also chipped in with 3 rebounds and 1 steal. He was the only player in double digits for Wisconsin Whitewater. Coming off the bench, Patrick Souter had 6 points and 1 rebound. KG Evans had 6 points and 3 rebounds before he got into foul trouble. Quadrell Young had 6 points. Steve Egan had 5 points. Alex Merg had 4 points and 3 rebounds. Reggie Hearn had 2 points and 1 rebound. And Cody Udegaard had 2 points coming off the bench. For the Flying Dutchman, they were led in scoring by the only member of their team to be in double digits, and that was Ben Gardner, who had 13 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. He played 18 of the 20 minutes of the first half. Nathan Arendoch had a decent first half as well as Gardner. He had 6 points and 5 rebounds. Amazing. Nathan Arendoch had also had 18 minutes. Him and Ben Gardner were all in for all but two minutes of the first half. Also chipping in for 5 points was Alex Edson. Corey McMahon had 2 points. Sam Otto came off the bench and had a decent first half in his 10 minutes. He scored 4 points, grabbed 2 rebounds. Keith Brushweiler had 3 points and 1 rebound. And Brock Benson had 3 points and 3 rebounds before he picked up his second foul, forcing him to exit the game. Anything standing out in the statistics to you, Ron?
Well, the stats are pretty close with both these ball clubs. They both made 14 baskets in the ball game out there, so the difference has to come some other place. But one of those places, they shot 2 threes, and Hope College only shot 1. Hope was 1 out of 5 for only 20% from three-point territory, and the Warhawks 2 out of 8. So neither team really burning the net from three-point territory. Free throws, very similar out there. Hope was 7 for 12, and Whitewater 12 for 14. Rebounds, Whitewater by a couple out there, 20 to 18. And points, of course, Whitewater took that 42-36. So really not much difference with the stats out there in the ball game. Yeah, fouls, you have 12 against Hope, you have 10 against Whitewater. So you take this sheet, and you say we could be very, very close at this time, and they are pretty close, 42-36 at halftime, and it's either team's ball game right now.
Well, like we saw the other evening with the Hope Calvin game for the women, 6 points is nothing. It really isn't. Each team could put together a run. You could easily go on a 10-12 nothing run to start the second half, and it could easily completely change the emotion of the game. In the locker room right now, I'm sure that Coach Neal is going over what happened in the first half, and they might change the game plan a little bit to get everybody jumping in. So there's a lot of basketball left to be played, and for the Flying Dutchman, they can easily get themselves right back into this ball game. Once again, we'd like to talk about Anchored in Sports. During the 2013-2014 MLIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 927thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? You can find this at 927thevan.com for Anchored in Sports section. You can check out pre- and post-game articles. You can check out video highlights each Monday following the coach's luncheon, which will start in January. You can also see the audio podcast of all Hope College football and basketball games, live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, and releases showing happenings around Hope College. Including also in that is photos from games and different events. Let's send it back to the studio for another 2-minute break. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
When it comes to bone and joint health, Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital gives you orthopedic excellence from start to finish. Discover solutions ranging from total knee and hip replacement to diagnostic testing for bone injuries and disease. We also offer pre-surgery joint replacement classes in addition to post-surgery rehabilitation. Discover greater possibilities for orthopedic excellence from diagnosis to full recovery. Visit spectrumhealth.org/Zeeland or call 616-748-2834.
Let Posies and Pastries dazzle you this holiday season with homemade, delicious holiday cookies, pies, and treats. Oh, and don't forget a holiday centerpiece to match your decor. Posies and Pastries is your destination for a stress-free, mess-free holiday season. No need to run here and there delivering all your holiday cheer. At Posies and Pastries, we deliver all our decadent pastries and floral arrangements. Call Posies and Pastries at 796-0223 or visit us on the web at posiespastries.com.
Looking for something out of the ordinary for lunch? Why not go straight to the top at City View Bistro? Every Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m., offering a flat fee lunch featuring a soup, salad, gourmet flatbread, and New York-style pizza bar for only $8.99. Eat a little or a lot. The choice is yours. Enjoy your lunch at City View Bistro, located atop City Flats Hotel in the heart of downtown Holland.
Fence Consultants has been actively involved in the Holland community for many years, and they're proud supporters of Hope College Athletics. Doing business with a strong commitment to the community, that's Fence Consultants, West Michigan's leader in residential and commercial fencing and railing for over 25 years.
Stay with 92.7 The Van as we continue to rock Saugatuck Holland and all the Lake Shore. Grand Rapids. WYVM, Saugatuck Holland.
On 92.7 The Van, and we have a special guest over here with Ron Weatherby. Take it away, Ron.
Well, I have an individual, one of the many familiar faces that are over here in Wisconsin to watch this ball game, and one who's rather familiar with this Hope College basketball team, Chris Ray, who was a participant last year, and this year he gets to sit in the bleachers and watch.
That's right. Thanks for having me.
Now, what have you been doing with yourself since you graduated?
Well, I took some time off. I went to Europe for a month, traveled throughout Europe for the month of July. Got to spend some time with family and friends at home, and now I'm in Chicago looking for work, just enjoying the city life. And now, you know, with Hope back within a reasonable driving distance from Chicago, I thought I'd come up and check them out.
Well, a good opportunity. It's the first ball game for the Flying Dutchman, as you likely know. What'd you think of this first half?
I can tell it's the first game. You know, I think they still have some first game jitters. I know they played Grand Valley last week, but, you know, the first game is always different than the first exhibition. But I was impressed. You know, the young guys are playing really well. I think, you know, as long as Hope keeps Whitewater off the foul stripe, I think, you know, I think it's going to be a pretty close game throughout. I like the way that the guards are playing. Benny's playing really well. Alex is playing tough. VA is staying out of foul trouble, which is always good. So I'm enjoying it. I'm glad to see these guys working so hard on D, and I think they'll come out in the end. I think they're going to do it.
Well, when you come in as a freshman out there, you're used to high school ball. It's a different pace that you have, and you come into an offense that the older guys know, and so you are standing there looking around, you know, kind of picking your nose a little bit, wondering what's happening out there, and especially when you get in the ball game. I know as a former football coach that you go over a lot of things in practice, and it's just like the mind is turned off when some of the guys get in the ball game, man. Just like you've never coached them for a minute.
Yep, exactly. It's always fun to see how they respond, but, you know, that first game is always tough, especially for the young guys. I think, you know, now that they have a half under their belt, you know, it's the butterflies are out. Now they can just go out and play. I think it'll be a lot cleaner second half for these guys.
Well, I think there are some new rules in basketball this year that we've been talking about, and I think that's going to create a situation where more fouls are called, because almost any contact is a foul now. You put a hand on a guy, mm-hmm. you can't keep your hands on him at all, things like this, and anytime you do, it's a foul, regardless of how hard you grab him or whatever. It's just, you know, any touch is a foul. And so I think we're going to see more fouls until the players get used to it and the officials, and it kind of gets flowing a little bit.
Yeah, I think Coach Neal and the coaching staff, they do a good job of teaching us. I know even before that new foul rule was instituted, I know they did a good job of teaching us how to play defense without our hands. So it will be a bit of a learning curve, I guess, but at the same time, I think our offense will be that much more potent. With guys like Ben and Corey and Alex who can drive and penetrate, they're going to get into other team into foul trouble and be able to knock down some free throws.
Well, thanks for joining us, Chris.
And, thanks for having
good
me.
Good luck to you, and I hope you find a job soon.
Thank
and,
you, yeah.
Maybe we'll run into
That's
you
awesome.
Again throughout the
yeah,
season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was Chris Ray, one of the seniors from last year on the Hope College Flying Dutchman. And as he said, he's in the Chicago area looking for work at this particular time. So if you have a job for him, maybe if it is in Chicago.
Well, it's been kind of interesting. We've seen a lot of the seniors from last year kind of just pop up at games. I was at the Grand Valley game, and Nate Snuggerud and Colton Overway were there, and Colton Overway was at the Hope versus Calvin women's game. So we're about to get started here in the second half with the Wisconsin Warhawks owning a 42-36 lead over the Flying Dutchman, and the Flying Dutchman will inbounce the ball, and now here's the play-by-play man, Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. Gardner with the basketball to the left wing. Feeds inside to Vanerenhoek. He's got two. Quick pass to the inside. So one of the things that the Flying Dutchman obviously have talked about was let's start putting things in the middle a little bit and see if we can get something going. Ball knocked out of bounds by McMahon. And it's going to belong to the Warhawks at side court.
Hey, don't let him sell it now. Here we go. Let's go.
So they'll have another attempt. Little bounce pass inside to Young. Young takes it to the point. Goes left wing. Shot by Bryson. It's no good. Rebound underneath. And it goes out of bounds. Vanerenhoek was the last to touch it.
And that voice you're hearing in the background is Coach Neal.
So Hope will Whitewater will set it up. Ball stolen by Gardner. Gardner with the basketball brings it up for the Flying Dutchman. 42-38. We're just underway in the second half. Whitewater with the lead. Gardner all the way around the edge. And he is able to draw the foul. So he'll be going to the line. And Merg is the one who is going to add that to his total. And that's number three for him.
The Dutch,
he's a 6'1 senior out of Greendale. He's a starting guard for the Warhawks. Gardner from the line for the Flying Dutchman. This one hits the back of the iron. Gardner 3-for-6 in the first half. Now he's 3-for-7 so far in the ball game. He'll have the second one. Got it. 42-39. Flying Dutchman pull within three. 19-19 left in the second half. Young with the basketball. Works against Gardner. Takes it to the foul line. Takes it a little bit farther up the lane. Inside to Hearn. Hearn with a shot off the window. Good. Got it up with a half hook and put it off the window and in. 44-39. Whitewater over to McMahon. McMahon back out in front to Gardner. Inside, they go to Edson, and a foul is going to go against Merg, and that's going to be number four. So number four on Alex Merg, and he's going to head for the Pines. For
on your way to work, it's the Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 92.7 The Van.
Looks around, gets it into Gardner. Both teams still staying with a man-to-man defense. Hope put a little zone on late in that first half. Edson, cross court to Gardner. Gardner into the paint, kicks it back out to Edson. Edson can't get a shot away. He drives left side, and the ball slapped out of his hands, out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Flying Dutchman. So Edson will step out of bounds and inbound it underneath Hope's basket. 44-39, Whitewater with the lead, 18-31 left, inbound pass to McMahon, out front to the Vanerenhoek, inside Gardner, his jumper hits the front of the iron,
this
no
is
good,
Hope
rebound
basketball.
Comes down to Evans, over to Young, Young works his way in, leaves it back out for Evans, Evans puts up the jump shot, and the ball comes back wide. Out to Hearn. He drives baseline, puts it up and in. Ball stolen away, or almost stolen away. It was slapped away by Young, but right into the hands of Vanerenhoek. So Hope brings it up. McMahon for three. Yes! Corey McMahon with a big triple from the right wing. 46-42. Hope trailing by four. Young with the basketball, works his way around the left side, takes it into the paint, has to kick it back out, gives it to Suter. Suter works out front to the point. Edson has him, drives, puts it up, no, says the official, and
Hope foul.
And the foul's going to go against
10, Alex Edson. Edson. First team foul.
So it'll be the Warhawks with the basketball underneath their own basket.
inside to Evans. Evans out front to Bryson. Bryson spins. Underhand scoop shot does not go in. Ben Arendonk with a rebound. Gardner. Gardner brings it back up. Flying Dutchman trailing by four. Working around the outside. Gets it back out front to Gardner. Gardner takes a look. McMahon not open, but Gardner inside to McMahon, left wing. His shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Evans. Quickly up the court comes Young. Can't beat the defense back, so he has to slow it down. Gives it outside to Evans. His shot partially blocked into the hands of an Arendonk. Over to Gardner. Gardner out front to Blackledge. Cross court pass from Arendonk. His slam dunk is good. Got inside Hearn and slammed it home. 46-44. Whitewater lead cut to two. Suter over to Young at the right wing. Young back out in front to Bryson. Bryson at the wing, looks into the corner, finds Hearn. Hearn drives baseline. Turnaround, no good. Rebound comes to Gardner. Gardner quickly up the court. Ball almost stolen away. Was stolen away. Young on the break. Puts it up. Puts it in. Now they took it away from Gardner. And Young picked up the loose basketball. Headed in the other direction. Got to 48-44. 4-point lead. Back to the Warhawks. Blackledge has an opening. Puts it up and in. Drove the left side. He was only about four steps away from the basket when he got the opportunity to drive and put it in. 48-46, Hope down by two. Added to point. Young underneath, left side, shot taken and missed by Evans, but a foul. We'll see who it's going to go against. It's going to go against Van Arendonk.
Timeout on the floor.
And it'll be a television timeout. As the Flying Dutchman trail by two, 48-46, 15-18 left in the contest.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, Nathan Arendonk is having a very solid game, Ron. He has 10 points and 6 rebounds. And here we do go with the statistics. Let's see if I was correct on that. Yes, David Arendonk, 10 points and 6 rebounds in 23 minutes of action. Ben Gardner has 14 points and 4 boards in 23 minutes, too. So Nathan Arendonk and Ben Gardner racking up some serious minutes for the Flying Dutchman here this evening. Well, I've got the final statistics also for the women. The women were victorious against Hiram tonight down in Milwaukee. Everybody's in Wisconsin for the basketball this evening. Maura McAfee ended the evening with 21 points and 10 rebounds. Another solid performance. The funny thing is she only played 15 minutes, Ron. So there was the most minutes played by anybody in the game for the Flying Dutch was 18 minutes by Melissa LaRue, who came off the bench. But there was only three players for the Flying Dutch that had double figures. Angelique Gaddy had 10, and Mandy Traversa came off the bench with 11.
Evans at the free throw line puts in the first one. It was a soft shot, and it had to bound around a little bit before it decided to go in. He'll have the second one. Eyes the basket, puts it up off the back of the iron, and whistle blows as he stepped across the line. He saw it wasn't going to go in and tried to rebound very quickly and across the line too quick. Looks like full court pressure being put on by Whitewater, so Hope has to adjust. The guys see it, come up, run their press offense. Denham's in there at the guard now for Hope. Out front they go to Blackledge. Inside to Benson. Benson shot, no good underneath. Rebound comes down to Whitewater. Evans over to Young. Young spins around and Denham gets a hand in. So the foul is going to go against Jordan.
Jordan Denham, that's his first personal. Third team foul.
We've got Denham in. We've got McMahon in. We've got Benson. We've got Blackledge and Edson in for the Flying Dutchman. Bryson over to Suter. Suter with a jumper. Short. Rebound comes to the left side. Taken by Engridge. And he feeds it off to Bryson. And Bryson drives. And hitting the deck is Blackledge, but a foul goes against Blackledge.
Harrison Blackledge, that's his third personal. 14.
So Blackledge picks up foul number three.